sort of ended up together, but not on the same key.
Well, anyhow, there you have Saving Myself for You. You know, folks, Dan tried saving himself for a girl one time, and he wound up with a nice blank account, to say nothing of a nice fat roll around his tummy.
Hey, listen, wait a minute. You can't start abusing me like this, even if I didn't fluff on that cord.
That's right, that's right. I forgot for the minute that we were conspirators.
Yeah.
I mean, co-workers.
Yeah, that's better.
We're working together to get Carl hooked. I mean, married.
Listen, lay off the foolishness, will you? Suppose some girl should really take that pseudo-contest seriously.
That sort of stumped you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Type it better next time. But listen, why wouldn't they take it seriously? It's a serious business, Carl.
I should say so, Carl.
My goodness.
Why, you wouldn't trifle with a girl's heart, would you, Carl?
Would you, Carl? Tell us,
Oh, listen, now, you know it's all a gag.
Uh-huh. You try and tell that to the winner of the contest when she parks her portmanteau in front of the studio door some morning.
Listen, now, you're trying to give people the impression... You're making it look as if you're putting me in a